Well, I'm going to take things down a peg or two from very intricate science to something that we will hopefully all be able to benefit from one day. And since the festive season is upon us, I'm sure that lots of us will be raising a few glasses of wine in celebration. I certainly will be. But this week we have news of a novel way that scientists have found to give a boost to a cheap bottle of Plonk. And a revolting young table wine could be transformed into a nicely refined, well-aged tipple simply by zapping it with electricity. Now, you might expect that it was the French, possibly, or maybe the Australians or the Chileans or one of the, you know, well-known wine-producing nations that might have come up with this new bit of wine trickery, but you'd be quite surprised to find out it was actually the Chinese. This was the brainchild of Xingang Zhen and colleagues from the South China University of Technology in Guangzhou in China. And they're quite a relative newcomer, I must say, to the world of fine winemaking. I don't know about you guys, but I've certainly never tried a Chinese wine. I've had Malagasy wine, and I really wouldn't recommend it necessarily. The white's okay, but definitely steer clear of the red. Anyway, Zeng and his teams began experimenting with Chinese Cabernet Sauvignon wine, and what they did essentially was pass it through a tube with two titanium electrodes hooked up to an electric field, and they found that the optimum time to expose the wine to this electric field was just 3 minutes, no more, no less. And they don't actually yet know why this is happening. We can't quite explain what is going on with these electric fields and why it's altering the wine's chemistry, but we do know it does seem to work. They gave these wines to a team of wine experts, and they didn't obviously think that they were absolutely amazing wines, but they were certainly better than they should have been. These were three-month-old wines, which should really be undrinkable.
Were the electrodes actually in the wine, Helen? Therefore, are they electrolysing the wine, a bit like a battery almost, or were they just creating a field around the wine, and therefore that's a bit different, isn't it?
I think what they did was, although I do apologise if I'm wrong on this, I think it was just passing the field through the wine.
I think they had two titanium electrodes inside a pipe.
It was inside. Okay, sorry.
And then they put electricity between the two electrodes through the wine. And that
okay,
the
great.
Effect.
Thanks, Dave. Sorry about that. So this they did. So it could be something to do with electrolysis. But what's going on inside the wine, no matter what actually is causing it, is essentially changes in the chemistry. You've got various bitter organic acids in the wine, which is what really are making it taste fairly badly. They react with the ethanol to create things called esters, and they're fruity, nice-flavoured compounds that actually help the wine taste better. And that's the sort of thing that usually happens, but very slowly as the wine ages. That's why wines only really should be drunk after 6 months. And of course, a really good wine keeps getting better and better for decades and decades.
But Helen, people say, you know, if wine tastes bad, it probably tastes bad for a reason. So should we really be trying to spruce up dodgy wine to make it taste good?
Well,
shouldn't we just go and buy decent wine?
I mean, I think you're quite right to some extent. I think wine connoisseurs are unlikely to say, hey, this is fantastic. This is, you know, a replacement for all that, the wine-making skill that we've developed for thousands of years. But I could see how maybe for certain cheaper wines, perhaps it would make them a bit nicer. Because there are people who, let's face it, don't want to spend more than a couple of quid on a bottle of wine. But I must say, they're trying this out in China. And we'll see whether or not the Chinese wines really will hit the market with this new electro wine treatment. But I would say, if you're feeling a bit impatient this Christmas for a tasty glass of wine, please don't try this at home.
Just red wine, was it? Or does it work on white wine too?
I don't think they've tried white yet.
May have to go out the garage later. Now,
it's not because he drinks meths or anything, but because it doesn't make meths taste better, I presume. But no, he means as in you're going to do some experiments, presumably, Dave.
Well, I wouldn't say it. I'm sure it's. I